Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to hear some of your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. So are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns?
No.
No? All right. Perfect. So, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for President, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Will you say that you're definitely going to vote, you're very likely to vote, you're somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, you're not at all likely to vote, or you're not registered to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote.
Definitely going to vote. All right. So, what is your age?
40.
40. All right. All right. So generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
It's a mix. It is not as progressive as I would like to see it. Traverse City within Grand Traverse County is doing okay, at least in that regard.
All right, so you wouldn't say then either that it's not going, like, in the right direction, but you wouldn't say it's either going in the wrong track?
I would say it's stagnating. Word.
All right. So when voters go to polls to vote for candidates for, like, office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide on. So I'm now going to ask you a few short questions about the proposals that may appear in your ballot this November. So if you could please indicate, like, how would you vote on it? So this proposal is called the Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Mileage, or Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil, meaning like 0.65 cents per 1,000 of taxable value, for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This mileage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Yes.
Yes, all right. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
I would, if that were the proposal today, I would definitely vote yes.
All right. So since ballot language can sometimes be, like, difficult to understand, I'm now going to ask you a few, like, questions again about this proposal in a simpler way. And this proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. And it would be paid for a slight property tax increase. So knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No, I vote for it. Yep.
All right. So that'd be like probably vote yes in favor or definitely vote yes in favor?
No, I definitely would. We need more pedestrian and everywhere in the county. More non-motorized pedestrian access.
All right. So now if you know this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $9 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No, I'd still vote for it. Yep.
All right, so, like, still definitely yes, then, in favor?
Yep.
All right. So, as mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over the next 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would also cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. So, keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan to construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $7 per year? Or would you say you prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year? Or would you say you're fine with this current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $9 per year? Or would you say you oppose this proposal, regardless of how much money would be raised, how much money it would, like, be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails?
I would vote to start with $3 million.
With $3 million.
And see if they don't screw it up.
All right. So from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? would you say, like, protecting water quality and water supplies, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitats, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, improving public education in local schools, making housing more affordable, reducing traffic and congestion, controlling growth and development, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, or improving local roads and infrastructure?
Affordable housing.
Affordable housing, all right. Affordable housing. Perfect. So now I'm going to give you a short list of some, like, organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. So you please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of them, if you could also say so, please. So first one is Grand Traverse County Government.
I have an unfavorable opinion.
All right. Would that be, like, very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
It's somewhat unfavorable.
All right.
And it, yeah.
All right, no worries. What about your city or township government?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable. They're not perfect.
All right. And what about Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. All right, perfect. So do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Oh, man. It's not the correct pace. I know that. Not fast enough. I already forgot what my options were, but...
Oh, I can read them again, no worries.
Okay, yeah.
So, do you think they're growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too slowly.
Too slowly, all right. So, if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. So, knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I don't trust them.
All right, so that'd be like probably do not trust or definitely do not trust.
Probably don't trust.
All right, so there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So if you could please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. So to promote health and wellness.
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks.
Strongly approve.
To promote local economic development.
Somewhat approve.
To maintain existing trails.
Strongly approve.
To increase non-motorized transportation options.
Strongly approve.
To plan and construct new trails.
Strongly approve.
To protect open space and residential and commercial development.
Strongly approve.
To promote recreational opportunities.
Strongly approve.
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
Strongly approve.
To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling.
Strongly approve.
All right, perfect. So now if you were, like, forced to choose, which one is more important to you? Construction or constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained?
Constructing new trails.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan on constructing new trails in Grand Traverse County. And if you could please indicate if each one make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it would make no difference for you, like, supporting this proposal. So the first one is, there will be a full funding disclosure of all project spending.
Much more likely.
There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent which will be reported to the public.
Much more likely.
These funds from this proposal would be matched with federal, state, and private funds.
Somewhat more likely.
A citizenship, a role of Citizens Oversight Committee will be established with residents with every municipality that guides the County Commission in their decision-making and ensures funds are administered for their intended purposes.
Much more likely.
Much more likely. All right, perfect. So now I'm going to give you, again, a few short statements that are in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And if you'll please indicate if each argument is a very convincing reason, a somewhat convincing reason, a not too convincing reason, not at all convincing, or it would make no difference for you in voting. So the first one is, this proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
Very likely.
So very convincing then?
I'm sorry, yeah, very convincing.
All right. So $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County's existing trails network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Makes no difference.
Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal would help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Not very convincing.
All right, so that'd be like not too convincing then?
Not too convincing, yeah.
All right. This proposal would improve and construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County, so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby.
Very convincing.
Very convincing. Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal would also add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Very convincing.
This proposal would improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Very convincing.
Boardman Lake Loop Trail and Tart Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal would help create connections to these trails and many other destinations in the country.
Very convincing.
This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well-maintained, free, and ADA compliant, so our trails are accessible to all.
Very convincing.
In today's digital age, it is important than ever to provide, well, it is more important now than ever, to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have a healthier lifestyle.
Somewhat convincing.
This proposal preserves an access to outdoor spaces for children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do.
Very convincing.
This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams.
Somewhat convincing.
Somewhat convincing. All right. So now taking into account everything you just heard, now I'm going to ask you kind of again for the last time. If this proposal, about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote in favor.
In favor? All right. And would you say you're definitely voting in favor or probably voting in favor?
Definitely voting in favor.
All right. So now I'm going to give you a few, again, short statements, but this time going against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. And if you'll please indicate if each argument is a very convincing reason, somewhat convincing reason, not too convincing, not at all convincing, or makes no difference, like, for you to vote for them. So the first one is, this proposal would raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million.
Not very convincing.
All right, so that's like a not too convincing reason to go.
Oh, yeah, not too convincing.
All right. There are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County. Private individuals, companies, and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay for higher taxes.
Not at all convincing.
All right. The proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic congestion and much too much growth.
That's somewhat convincing.
The proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
You know, that sounds like something the commission would say, but it's not very convincing.
All right. So not too convincing at all, then?
Not too convincing. Not at all.
All right. All right, so with inflation, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes.
That's somewhat convincing.
And this proposal would give millions more dollars. Well, this would give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we can't trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects.
That also sounds like something the commission would say, even if they're the politicians, but it's somewhat convincing because they will probably screw it up.
Okay, so there are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should have first focused on more pressing problems.
Not convincing.
Not too convincing or not at all convincing?
Not too convincing.
Not too convincing. All right. So, and now kind of for just one final last time, taking everything into account of everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would vote in favor of the proposal.
All right. And would you say you're definitely voting in favor or probably voting in favor?
Definitely.
All right. So now, I would give you like one last statement, and I would like if you could complete it in your own words. So if I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is ...
that the commission will spend it all on planning it and there won't be any money left to do it. You could sum it up that the commission will probably screw it up. But maybe the next one won't, so that's why I'd vote for it.
All right. So you would say, basically, that the commission will spend all of it on planning and there will be none left for, like, the actual project?
Yeah. They do that.
All right. Perfect. All right. Sorry, just typing this out.
No problem.
All right. By the way, we're almost 90% of the survey, so I just want to thank you so much for your time and for being here. Like, I know it might be a little bit long, but still, just thank you so much for your time. Truly appreciate it.
Yeah, no. No worries. Thank you.
All right, perfect. So, and before we finish, now I'm going to ask you a few questions about another proposal that may appear in your ballot this November, and this is called the Grand Traverse County Road Commission Mileage Renewal. So, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local streets, roads, highways, and bridges repairs and improvement mileage beginning from December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, and highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County. If approved and levied in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 the first year. So if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
No, I would vote against it.
Definitely vote no against or probably vote no against?
Probably vote no against.
All right. So I'm going to ask you a few short questions that are just strictly for demographic purposes. So regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote for in the 2020 presidential elections?
I will be voting straight Democrat. Probably Biden.
All right. Yeah. But in the 2020 presidential elections, like 4 years ago,
who did you vote for? Who did I vote for? Oh, I voted for Biden.
All right. So with which political party are you affiliated?
I'm not affiliated with any party formally, but I vote Democrat.
All right. So would you say you're, like, independent then because you're unaffiliated then?
Yeah. I mean, there are times when I voted for other candidates, but, yeah, I'm independent voter, yeah.
All right. No worries. So if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Liberal.
Very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very liberal.
All right. What is the last grade of formal education you completed?
Juris Doctor.
All right. Wow. Congratulations. Do you own rent the home that you're currently living in?
I own.
Own? All right. Do you currently have any children under the age of 18 living in your household?
No.
What is your main racial background? Would you say, like, Hispanic, white, or African-American, or some other?
Oh, I'm white. I'm white.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Thank you so much for your time and for staying here and answering these questions.
Thanks. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thank you. You too. Goodbye.
All right. Bye-bye.